welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Atrial fibrillation risk associated with consumption of sweetened drinks. According to a new research published in Circulation, Arrhythmia and Electrophysiology, a peer-reviewed journal of the American Heart Association, adults who reported drinking 2 liter or more of sugar or artificially sweetened drinks per week had a higher risk of an irregular heart rhythm known as atrial fibrillation compared with adults who drank fewer such beverages. Consuming sweetened drinks has been linked to type 2 diabetes and obesity. They have also been increasingly associated with the development of atrial fibrillation, a heart rhythm disorder characterized by irregular and rapid heartbeats. The artificial sweeteners found in these drinks may disrupt normal physiological processes in the body, leading to adverse cardiovascular effects. A study's finding cannot definitely conclude that one beverage poses more health risk than another due to the complexity of our diets and because some people may drink more than one type of beverage, said lead study author Ningjian Wang, MD PhD, a researcher at the Shanghai 9th People's Hospital and Shanghai Jiao Tong University School of Medicine in Shanghai, China. However, based on these findings, we recommend that people reduce or even avoid artificially sweetened and sugar-sweetened beverages whenever possible. Do not take it for granted that drinking low-sugar and low-calorie artificially sweetened beverages is healthy. It may pose potential heart risk.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Smoking in pregnancy likely to increase newborn behavioral issues, predicts AI. In a recent study published in the journal Cells, researchers from Chinchu University School of Medicine, Japan, trained a deep learning system to analyze mouse behavioral experiments automatically with the aim to investigate nicotine's effect on neurodevelopmental disorders. For about 50 years, smoking has been recognized as a risk factor for cancer, stroke, and diabetes. Research has highlighted its harmful effect during pregnancy, including high infant mortality, preterm birth, and low birth weight. Prenatal nicotine exposure is also linked to neurodevelopmental disorders like ADHD and ASD. Now, scientists have devised a deep learning framework to analyze mouse behavior in nicotine exposure experiments, aiming for more accurate results. They found that prenatal nicotine exposure heightened the risk of autism spectrum and attention deficit or hyperactivity disorders in newborn, contributing valuable insights into the link between smoking during pregnancy and neurodevelopmental disorders. Daily steps of 9,000 to 10,000 may reduce death and cardiovascular risk in sedentary people. According to a study published online in the journal British Journal of Sports Medicine, every additional step up to around 10,000 steps per day reduces the risk of death and cardiovascular disease regardless of how much remaining time is spent sedentary. Previous studies have suggested that higher daily steps count correlate with reduced death and cardiovascular disease rates, while prolonged sedentary behavior is linked to increased CVD and death risk. Led by the University of Sydney Charles Perkins Centre, the study examined data from 72,174 individuals in the UK Biobank study. Participants wore wrist accelerometers for 7 days to measure physical activity. The median daily step count for participants was 6,222 steps per day, and 2,200 steps per day was taken as the reference point for assessing the impact on death and CVD events of increasing step count. Individuals sedentary for 10.5 hours per day or more were categorized as having higher sedentary time, while those with less than 10.5 hours per day were considered low sedentary time. Accounting for other factors, the optimal step count to counteract high sedentary time was 9,000 to 10,000 steps per day. Notably, half of the benefits were observed at 4,000 to 4,500 steps per day in both cases. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.